Good morning. This is the Ramblings of an Undisciplined Mind, episode 4, Tuesday, December 10th, 2014. Oh, boy, I ache today. I took my final for data analytics, and I got a 98%, I think it is, which gives me a 97% in the course overall, or it might be the other way around. I forget, but I passed. I got an A, so that was cool. But then I got home. It only took me about an hour. I actually got home about an hour, so I guess the exam probably took me about 45 minutes. We had an hour 10 to do it, and I only got two wrong, so I got 34 out of 35 points. So, but I got home, and we had ordered a new credenza. For the TV. The TV we'd had set up, but it was just sitting on the floor, which was a bit annoying. But it's a huge TV, so it kind of worked, but you had to be careful with where, you know, if our feet were up on our recliner, we had to be careful with where they were, because it might be blocking your view a little bit. So the credenza came, and it was from Sauter. It's a nice piece, but of course it came in pieces. So, with the daughter's help, I put it together last night. It took about 3 hours. So, yesterday I was saying how I needed to be a better podcaster and post these episodes same day more, because I've been getting too slack. And then, of course, I came home and I started working on this credenza right away. And by the time I got done, it was 10. And I was just like, well, I guess the podcast is going to have to wait. So on my grand declaration of I'm going to be better, as of this recording, you don't know that because I hadn't posted it until a couple hours ago. So I'll do better tonight. Tonight I'll get this one posted. As God is my witness, I will post my podcast. But we got this thing all put together. It looks very nice. I'm feeling it today. I actually meant to take some pain meds and forgot, so I have to do it when I get to work. My back is kind of sore. My right arm is kind of sore because I was, you know, using the screwdriver so much. But it looks spectacular. It looks very nice. I still got to, you know, it's basically all I've got it hooked up to is the cable box. I got to get the surround sound and the Blu-ray player hooked up to it yet. But until then, and I'm hoping to do that tonight. And I kind of want to do a little cable management while I'm doing it, because it's been an unholy mess behind our entertainment centers. Having the wired surround sound, and maybe someday we need to invest in a wireless surround sound. But, so I've got like 6 speaker cables, you know, plus cables going from the various components to the surround sound. So I've got just a ton of cables back there. So I really, as I'm putting it together, I want to, you know, use some cable ties and get it neatened up a bit and make it look somewhat decent. You know, it's still going to be a lot of cables, but at least if I can make it look organized rather than just, you know, like a snake convention, that would be great. But it looks awesome up there. We were flipping around and watching stuff. After I got it done, we stayed up for a little bit. And it looks really good. Really, really good. And now we can put the Christmas tree up, because we wanted to wait until we had the credenza in, so we knew about how big the space was and all that, so we could get the Christmas tree up. So that'll be probably Saturday's job. Finish that up. I am really focused today, starting today, on my final for my stats class, which is tomorrow night. So I'll be doing some studying today, and I'll be doing some studying tomorrow. It's kind of funny how at the beginning of the week, at least here, I really was kind of stressing out more over the data analytics. Because even though that is a topic that, you know, is more in line with my skill set, being that I am IT and whatnot, it is a cumulative final over the entire course, and it was, you know, closed book, closed notes, so it's all based on memorization. So I was a little concerned. I won't say concerned, but I just knew I had to study a bit. I had to put a little bit of effort into, you know, doing some things. Our teacher did something that was nice in that he sent us a list of, here's all the topics of the questions. Not the questions themselves, but, you know, what are the concepts that the questions are covering. And so I went through and I did some things and I highlighted some areas that I was a little weak in, so I studied those areas. It went pretty good. You know, I had that nice feeling. There was actually one concept I was like, what is this? I don't remember. And I got there about half an hour before the test, and so I sat there and was doing some last minute studying. And that was one of the things I looked up, and sure enough, we had a question of what is the definition of this term, and I of course remembered it because I just looked it up. So that's always kind of the warm fuzzy feeling of, I knew I should look that up. But I got, so yeah, stats exam tomorrow. I'll be glad to get that behind me. Based on my points so far, I could literally get a zero on this exam and pass the class. I'd have like a C. I'd have a 70, around a 75, I think. You know, the chances of that happening are very slim. So I expect to you know, at least get a B out of it. I'm really hoping that maybe I can do well enough that I can keep my A going, because I still got a straight A going right now at the college. I'd like to hold on to that if I can. If I can hold on to that through the stats class, I'm doing really spectacularly awesome. That would be neat. That would be a nice win for me. But the thing I was thinking about that I thought I'd talk about today beyond my schoolwork is there's a Geico ad, and it's been out for a little while. But there's this older senior citizen age woman, and she's got a couple of friends over. And she's talking about how rather than, you know, making albums out of her pictures, she's now posting them to her wall. And then the camera pans back a little bit. Will you get off of my butt? God, I got this guy. This is right in my ass. Thank you very much. Woo! The camera pans back a little bit. And she's got all these pictures taped to this big wall she's got. And one of the women says, and, you know, they lead it into a Geico ad. You know, the whole, did you know you can save, you know, whatever. And then one of the friends says, that's not how that works. That's not how any of this works. And the woman who's got the pictures on her wall says, I unfriend you. And, you know, I was just like, well, that's not how this works. And it's a funny ad. It's been out for a while. I mean, this is not a new and topical ad. I've seen it probably at least 6 months off and on. So it's nothing new. So you've probably seen it. You probably know what I'm talking about. But what it struck me was, I wonder, you know, so the senior citizens of today, you know, the majority of them have a base amount of computer literacy. And I base that on a couple people I know, some of which being my in-laws, so if you're listening, hi. But these are people that will refer to the tower unit of a desktop system as the hard drive. And, you know, I hate to break it to you, but that would be like referring to your car as the engine or as the steering wheel. You know, the hard drive is just one of the components that are in that little box. Yeah. So, but what it really got me thinking of is like, okay, so the generation that I am, being 51, you know, I represent the next generation of senior citizens. You know, we're what, about 10 years away. I mean, I could already join the AARP if I want. We have, in the city where I live, we have an older person's commission where you got to be about 50 and you can join it. And then you can get a meal there if you want. They've got gym facilities. They got a pool. They got a track. I need to get over there and sign up. I have not done that yet, but it's on my list of things to do. Tiz. Maybe when I'm off around the big Christmas time, I'll run over there and do that. But, you know, so my generation is senior citizen. When people my age get there, we're not going to be confused about how Facebook works. Now, there are a lot of senior citizens today that use Facebook. My mother-in-law uses Facebook. My father-in-law stalks people on my mother-in-law's Facebook. He doesn't have one of his own. He just looks at hers. And then when he wants to post, the rare occasions he wants to post something, he does it on hers and just signs it, which is a little weird. Sometimes when you see this post, it's like, that doesn't sound like my mother-in-law. And, you know, I see my father-in-law's name on the end of it. I go, oh, okay. But my generation, you know, isn't going to be, you know, not understanding how posting pictures to our wall works, because we're on the Facebook, we're probably on the Twitter, we might be on the Google Plus. We've had computers for a good chunk of our adult lives. You know, I've worked my entire career in computers, so computers have been around for our entire lives. Personal computers came out when I was in high school. So the ability to have a PC on my desk in a work situation, it's pretty much been there my whole working life. So people my age, that's the case as well. And I would hope they have a bit of, you know, a familiarity with, you know, dealing with working on a computer and systems. And, you know, and being on Facebook or whatever. I think we're going to be, you know, they may not be able to know what to do when they get a blue screen of death out of Microsoft Windows, but they at least understand enough to be proficient, I guess is what I'll say. I don't know that everybody else is proficient, you know, of the today's senior citizens. I think they might know how to get on Facebook. The only reason my mother-in-law got on Facebook was because she kept being behind the times. We get together for Christmas or New Year's, and she'd start doling out the family news, which was kind of her, because she keeps in touch with her two sisters. And she'd be doling out the family news. And we'd be like, oh yeah, we saw that 2 weeks ago on Facebook. And that happened enough times. And she's like, okay, well, I better get on this because I'm the only one that's out of the loop. We were finding out about stuff weeks or months earlier than she was. But what it got me wondering is, so what is going to be the thing that when I'm a senior citizen in 10 to 15 years, that I'm not going to be able to really quite understand? You know, is there something? Has our technical prowess grown to the point where, you know, we'll be able to roll with the punches and understand it? You know, because if you think about kind of the, you know, like, so like my in-laws' parents, which is kind of the previous generation, you know, they were like pre-computer. Even though computers were out toward the end of their life, I'm going to say by and large, it didn't interest them too much. It was really before Facebook, you know, before we really got into all that too much. I don't think they ever got a computer, even though my father's father was a bit of a gadget geek as well. You know, but for that generation, what was the big bugaboo? You know, how to set the clock on the VCR. how to work the VCR. Because that was relatively new technology that had been accepted and everybody had one. But they would look to the younger generation to help them with it. And then for my in-law generation, it's been more the computer, I think. My generation understands the computer very well. And even more so my daughter's generation. But what is it that in 10 to 15 years is going to come out that we're going to be like, I totally don't get that, I got no interest in it, or even if I have interest in it, I still can't totally grok it and get it. I don't know, maybe it's going to be like subdermal implants, so you basically got Google Glass directly in your eye or something. You know, to me, that's not going to be so much of a, I don't understand it, as a, I'm not doing that to my body kind of thing. But I kind of wonder, you know, what's the next big information gap there? Where it's just going to be, I'm going to have, or my generation is going to have trouble understanding it very well. You know, to the point where we're calling the main unit the hard drive or the equivalent of it, instead of really getting it. You know, where we just don't seem to have the ability to get proficient at it. And I'm kind of wondering, you know, I just saw that ad and that twigged the thought in me the other day. I was like, what is going to be the next thing that we really can't get our brains around totally? And is it going to happen in my lifetime? Is there going to be something when I'm 65 that I don't get? I don't know. You know, I tend to think kind of not, unless there's like some big, you know, revolutionary thing that comes on the market pretty quick. I mean, because it really had to come out in the next year or two to have such wide acceptance by the time I'm 60, say. Unless it's something that's going to take the market by storm, and in 3 years everybody's going to have one. And I'm going to be looking at it, scratching my head, going, what is this saying? What are you, Sonny? Come here. Tell me how to work this thing. I don't understand. So, who knows? Anyway, that was my thought on wondering what the next information gap is going to be. That's what I'm going to call it, I think. I think it's a good phrase for it. Or maybe really it's not an information gap, because the problem isn't the information. Maybe it's, what is the word? Not understanding. Ah, darn it. Can't come up with the word. Something means under comprehension, maybe comprehension gap. Yeah, I think maybe that's it. A comprehension gap. I'll think about that. I'm thinking comprehension gap might mean what I'm thinking, but I'm not totally sure that was the word my brain was searching for. Regardless of whether or not it's the word I'm searching for, I'm going to move along. And I'm going to go ahead and end this episode because I'm already at 18 minutes. I will talk to you tomorrow. Until then, be seeing you.